microwaved coffee.
Reno 6.7 KROQ.
So.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
What's up? What's going on? We're all like super exhausted. What's up with that?
It's middle of the month. Middle of the month. I mean, middle of the year.
Yeah.
I guess it is middle of the month too.
Yeah, that's true.
That's it. Mm-hmm. I don't even know what day it is.
18. Well, past the middle of the month.
What year
is
it?
Oh, fun fact. Today is the, well, my friend, one of my friend's birthday too, but today is the day 7 years ago I would have started Apple. Wait, 9 years ago? Oh my God.
Can you believe it?
Wait, what year are we? I started in 2012. 9 years ago? 8 years ago?
Oh my God, I want to kill myself. Nine. That means mine was like...
9 years.
I was there in like 2010.
I was 2007, so...
Wow.
Yeah, I've been gone from Apple so long, it's going to be 10 years in 2 years.
Jeez.
When did that store open?
2006.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Wait, you're going to be gone... I mean, you're going to... It's been 10th year since you quit?
Yeah, it's been 8 years since I quit. In October, it's going to be 8 years.
When did you... What year did you leave?
I can't believe that was
2013.
Years ago. 2013. Jeez. Oh my God, I can't believe it was that long ago. I'm going to kill myself.
So I've known Aaron and Liz for 9 years.
Wait, you met Aaron there?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I didn't all know of that. I thought you guys were friends before.
Aaron, Liz, and Gots to Know. Mm-hmm. You could take that out because I said her last name. I don't know why. And Johnny Cruz.
You guys got hired together?
Yeah.
Wait, Richard? Johnny when Cruz. Did Richard? Richard got hired?
He was after? Before me.
Oh, before you?
Yeah, not that long before you, though.
Yeah. He was like the Best Buy and then... Yeah,
we
and then...
we hated it.
And then... Yeah. And then I met all these people at...
You met me first.
Yeah. I'm most important. Me.
Yeah. No, you did because he went in to get a computer repaired. I was actually telling...
He's like, you get a discount on that, you know?
He was telling me, but he wouldn't tell me that he was going to start working there.
Oh, really?
He was like, for some reason, keeping it a secret from someone he's going to work with.
I wasn't...
And then I don't remember. We were just talking.
I don't
want to
do the thing where like, oh, I work here kind of thing.
No, you should have just been like, oh, I'm going to start. Like, blah, blah, blah. No, but he said... I forgot what he said. And then I was like, wait, you're going to start here? Like, or did you already get hired? And he was like, no, I'm hired. Like, I already went through training or something like that. Or
like
that. And then I was like, oh, then you get a discount. And I was like, like radioed a manager.
Yeah.
I was like,
hi, manager.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
And then it ended up being free anyway because of the quality program.
That's something I could never believe. That they didn't at least give that for you to employees. Like repairs.
They apparently do not give you a discount anymore on repairs.
Are you serious?
Or on depots, I think, or something like that.
Ugh, so glad I left.
That's what I heard from someone.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
Little worm.
Yeah.
Little worm.
Little worm. So, yeah. Anything else? Nothing else going on?
No.
No.
I was having this conversation last time we hung out that I discovered that Seinfeld episodes don't make sense anymore because solve them all with cell phones.
Cell phones, yeah.
But yeah,
that's crazy to me.
So you just been watching Seinfeld?
I've been watching Seinfeld. I'm on like almost season five.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, almost every episode can be solved with this cell phone.
Yeah, it's crazy.
That's nuts.
Then, yeah, I was telling Ivan that there was also, I saw that this person wrote like all the situations in Friends too that could have been solved by a cell phone, and yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, because all of Seinfeld is them planning to go somewhere.
But then something happens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so like a very famous one, the Chinese food, when they're going to go watch a movie, but George is dating someone, and he keeps missing the payphone to call his girlfriend that they're not going to eat there. That they're just going to go straight to the movie. And he keeps missing it. And then all that would have been solved with just a text.
Yeah.
I mean, like, hey we're not going to...
Yeah.
Whole episode dead. Like 2 minutes.
I mean, I can't remember how it was without it. But obviously, I grew up without a phone. To where, I, like, you know, you would call someone, like, hey, plan like an outing or something, and then
you couldn't
cancel.
Ditch, yeah, you couldn't like do anything.
Or you couldn't be like, oh, I'm gonna be an hour late, like really quick.
Nothing, yeah.
And if someone died, like you would just show up and be like, well, maybe, you know, maybe yeah, they died. Know. Maybe like you wouldn't know until yeah. you see them at some other event or call them again later when you get home.
Yeah, it's nuts.
Yeah.
It's nuts. We one time, Kyle and I were driving home. This was like a few years back. And we were like, what did people do for plane tickets? And then we called his mom. He was like, Mom, yeah. How did you guys get plane tickets before cell phones?
You would call, right?
And she was like, yeah, well, you had a call or you got a travel agent. And then you had to do this.
Everything over the app now. Just like,
yeah. So I remember like people having a call. And then there would be like a travel agent mm-hmm. at the whatever airport. And then you'd have to call like a different one to see if they had a better deal and a different.
Yeah.
What a pain.
It's crazy. What a pain. I mean, it amazes me the things we can do. I'm still amazed by technology. Like single day. I'm just like, I can't believe I can do my banking online. I can't believe I can.
Yeah. I remember I used to have to go to the bank like 2 or 3 times a week with my mom.
Mm-hmm.
Like deposit a paycheck?
Deposit or take out money. Because, like, I mean, she would... They had cards back then, but most of the time when we went to the store, she would pay cash.
It was, like, kind of frowned upon back, like, when we were younger. Like, if you used a card, it was just like, ugh. Because it was like, they had to take out the big clunky thing and then...
Like, oh, when you were paying,
it,
yeah.
And then, yeah, and it was just kind of... And it wasn't common.
But, like...
Most people paid in cash.
Big places, like, grocery stores had... You would swipe the thing, but mm-hmm. yeah, even then my mom would use cash.
Yeah, I don't That's remember crazy. My parents like using cards very often.
Yeah.
I remember going with my mom to like a safety deposit box or something. Is that what
things
are called? Mm-hmm. I don't remember what she stored in there now, but like, and now that I think of it, I only think of like the
this
movie.
It's like the start of a movie.
Born Identity.
Yeah.
Like where he's like, what? I have like a billion different passports and a gun? Yeah. That's the only thing I remember.
This
I
is the start of a movie.
If someone has a safety deposit box, they have something sketchy in there. Something. That they're
it's always,
yeah.
It's never like a ring.
Billions of dollars.
If your mom dies in a weird way, that's where we have to go first. we have to go first to the safe.
Oh my god.
In a mysterious way.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Yeah, it's like there's so many things. You know, when we were looking for stuff for our place, and we would be like, "Oh, we can go check Home Depot." And I was like, no, I can do it online. Like, it'll tell me what location has it, and I can just call. And
it tells you what aisle it's in.
Yeah,
it does. Home Depot.
Yeah. Like, it's crazy. Yeah. Technology is an amazing thing.
Killed Seinfeld. I was actually, the reason I was thinking that was, I was thinking, I wonder if they can make an episode
now.
Like, what would they... I'm sure they can, but I'm like, I wonder what they would come up with.
Yeah. Would go out.
No, yeah, right.
No,
the
no
power.
Reception.
Yeah. I know they did one in Curb Your Enthusiasm. What's that? Mm-hmm. Enthusiasm?
Yeah, Curb Your Enthusiasm.
But it wasn't... It was like a while ago, too. It wasn't like as common as it is now, I think.
No. Yeah, it wasn't... That was a while ago.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, amazing. Yeah. Amazing. anywho, this is Microwave Coffee Podcast, and I'm Kajan Zendi.
And I'm Ivan Ortega.
And I'm Justin Park.
E.
That was a little fast, Kajan.
What? You
said the E a little faster than normal.
Sorry. Kajan,
are you okay?
I'm rushing. this is going to be a short one because I can't believe I'm saying this at 35, but it's finals week and I can't even right now. I don't want to do anything. So.
I have a, remember, I think last week I said I had a paper.
Yeah.
Still haven't done it. I was doing it today. I literally wrote the title of it. And then I was like, I don't want to do
it. I remember formatting my papers, like putting my name and the title, and then I'd like be like, the first letter, or I indent, and I just sit there. Like,
yeah, I literally wrote. I wrote the first, like the title, like my name and all that, and then I wrote the indent, and then the first sentence, and then I was like, I really don't want to do this. I've done a lot. No, but I know I can type it. Like I'll probably end up doing it. It's due Wednesday.
Yeah.
Or Thursday. I'm sure I'm gonna do it Thursday. Like, I'm pretty fast typing, but I could just.
Yeah, it was. There's an episode of SpongeBob called Procrastination, and it shows just how brilliant that show is because it's like so funny. He's trying to write an essay, and he just has the, and they show the paper, and like the is like all intricate, and it's got like all these, like, yeah. It's, like calligraphy.
Yeah,
it's
like the. Like the giant T in front of the...
And he's like, yeah. And he's like, I've done enough for today.
Yeah, that's me.
No, Vanessa and I got a little closer because she learned something new about me. Apparently she didn't know what a huge procrastinator I was. And I sent her a screenshot where it said my paper was due at 11:59. And I sent her a screenshot where I submitted it at 11:58. And she's like, freaking out. Yeah. She's like, how do you do that? And I'm like...
And then ask me when this essay was assigned.
4 months ago?
In March. I had to go back and like read what it was about because then I was like, oh shoot, I have to turn in a paper. And then that was last week. And then I went back to look and it was, March. It was like the week before spring break.
No, I'm telling you. And then Vanessa was like, and I was like, I thought I would grow out of this. And now that I'm back in school, I'm like, oh no, it's still there. And then
it's like almost like, worse.
Yeah, it's worse. Like. And then she was like, well, you know, especially if it's never failed. And I'm like, that's true. That's true. I'm like, it's never failed. I've always turned myself in on time.
That's how she thinks of everything now. Yeah. She's like, behavior, everything.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'm like, I don't need an explanation. In my head, I'm just like, I don't need an explanation.
You don't need to tell me why I'm so fucked up. Yeah. It's fine.
It's just, it is what it is, okay?
Yeah. So we're going to talk about, we have themed drinks. We're drinking a delicious fruity slushy
beverage. Something.
It's got mint. It's got pineapple. It's got orange.
Mango?
Mango. It's got mango.
Mango. My taste buds.
Yeah.
So smart.
Boom. You're like, I can sense
I'm
it.
I'm just drinking water. Flavored.
But that's
because
you're being
water.
Responsible and you have to work out.
We're being responsible.
Yeah, I guess so. We're having our fruits, right?
Yeah.
And
fruits
you're not.
And fruits and veggies.
And you're not driving later.
And we're not driving.
Well, ooh. We'll see.
The night's still young.
Yeah, we'll see about that. So we're going to talk about the hottest club north of Havana.
Havana.
Copacabana.
Havana Unana.
We're going to talk about the Copacabana Club. Oh, yeah. Disclaimer at the beginning of this episode, Barry Manilow, please don't sue us because your song is catchy AF and I'm going to be singing it all day. So the Copacabana opened on November 10th, 1940. It was located at 10 East 60th Street in New York City. And
I was expecting it to be like Miami or something.
the club itself?
Yeah.
They did open one.
I'm like, I'm sure there's a bunch of them now because of the song.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah.
So the club's original owners were Monty Proser and Jules Podell. And Podell couldn't technically be the owner because he had a police record. But both men were able to successfully front and like back up the club from their friend, notorious mob boss, Frank Costello.
Mm.
Which we'll say Frank for another episode because that's like a whole nother
Frankie.
Yeah.
But the club was a Brazilian theme, so it had Brazilian decor, and it had a big band that played Latin music, and for dinner you could have Chinese food.
Ooh,
the 40s were wild.
That was that's nuts.
What's the most exotic things we can think of? Brazil, Chinese food. That was it. So this was the place to perform, and if there wasn't a famous headliner, you could still go on any given night and be entertained. Especially by the Copa girls, which were like showgirls. So they would have a band playing if there wasn't like a headliner, and then the girls would dance around. They'd like interact with the audience. And you probably know what the Copa looks like. It's been used in a lot of films. It was used in Goodfellas and Raging Bull, The Irishman, most recently in One Night in Miami. And it became like a really famous club pretty quickly. And when asked what the most memorable moment in her life was, Miss Lynn Kessler said, "The greatest moment of my life was the day I got called back to dance at the Copacabana. This was not just any old thing. We were respected performers, and the Copa was the most important nightclub in New York. It was a magical place and such a special time in my life." So she ended up dancing there, I think, for about 2 years. And then the owner, one of the owners' friend, I think, really liked her and ended up taking her. And she performed at the Sands in Las Vegas for a little bit and then ended up coming back to New York City. But I'll put a link to, they do a short interview with this woman, and she's like really funny and like really witty. But anyways, so regulars for the club included Desi Arnaz, Dean Martin, Jerry Lewis, Frank Sinatra, and Jimmy Durante. And
makes
in,
sense.
I don't know any of those guys. I'm just kidding.
I know. You're like, what?
Who?
So in 1944, a young military man and his date tried to attend the show at the Copa, and they were turned down because they were black. And Podell was an asshole, and he had a, I mean, I don't, I guess most business owners back then, but he had a strict no blacks policy. And not only was he a racist asshole, but he's also a greedy asshole because he invited that man to come back in 1950 because that man was Harry Belafonte. So he ended up becoming a really famous singer, and because he was a really famous singer, that's gonna come back. And all of a sudden he just changed his mind about how he felt about black people. And he, it's a good thing he changed his mind, because other singers that went on to headline at the Copa were Sammy Davis Jr., Sam Cooke, The Supremes, Marvin Gaye, Martha and the Vandellas, and The Temptations. And on the night of May 16th, 1957, Sammy Davis Jr. was headlining, and he had some very special fans in the audience that night. Mickey Mantle, Whitey Ford, Hank Bauer, Yogi Berra, Johnny Cooks, and Billy Martin were all at the club that night with their wives to see Sammy Davis Jr. perform. A group of drunk bowlers. I don't even know where to start
drunk
with that
bowlers.
Phrase. Like, I have so many questions.
Drinking and bowling doesn't go hand
bowlers,
in hand.
Bowlers, I don't know why they're there. Anywho. They started heckling Sammy Davis Jr. by yelling racial slurs at him. And like the all-American heroes that they are, the members of the New York Yankees proceeded to beat the shit out of them in the middle of the performance. And Martin and Bauer were especially tired of like the racist bullshit because they had seen a lot of it targeted at their friend and teammate, Elston Howard, who was the first black player to play for the New York Yankees. So they were like already fed up with dealing with that at work, and then they sat outside and they're like, fuck it. One of the bowlers ended up with a concussion and a broken jaw and tried to sue the players, but it did not work out for him. They were like, no, you don't have enough of a reason. So
yeah.
They just dismissed the case. In 1976, when Jules...
Bowlers.
Bowlers. Drunk?
Bowlers.
I have so many questions. Like, first of all,
let's go bowl.
Did they go bowl and get drunk and then go to the club? And then it's like, were they dressed like... they were bowling? Because I thought the Copa had like a dress code. I thought it was like a really nice place.
Yeah.
So like, did they show up in their bowling attire? I don't know. I just have so many questions.
Yeah.
Like, why were they there to see Sammy Davis Jr.? I don't know. So in 1976, after Jules Podell died, the club was turned into a discotheque. So it closed for 2 years.
Discotheque.
And then opened as a disco club to accommodate to like the disco era during that time. In 1976, Barry Manilow released his catchy AF Copacabana, which is a huge hit. We know that now. And the club had to move a lot of times. Like, it was really strange. They didn't open up new locations. They just kind of moved locations to like adjust. But in 1992, then owner Peter Dorn moved the club from its original location of 50 years to 617 West 57th Street because Dorn said that the landlord, Nicola Bias, was, quote, did not like Hispanics. So he was like, no, thank you. So then he just moved the club somewhere else. And they moved several times to accommodate to the changes in New York City. One time they were forced to move because of the construction of the IRT Flushing Line 7, which is part of the New York subway system. So the building that they were in was condemned because they had to, like, do that. I don't know. It was, like, really weird. So then they had to move again. They ended up moving several times. And the club, every time it would close and reopen, they would accommodate to whatever trend was at the time, which I thought was really funny because it's kind of like the look of it is iconic, so I think it's really funny that they changed the type of music.
Yeah.
But
I guess maybe now it's more iconic than it probably was then. It probably was looked as old.
It was like, I would say that in more recent years, it was probably, people were probably trying to get back to like the classic and going back.
So like in the 70s, it probably was looked at as like, this is dated.
This is for old people.
We need lights on the floors.
We need Coke in the back. And so over the years, it went from a swing club to a disco club to a hip hop club to a salsa music club. So the Copa survived through a lot of tough times, but sadly, like many other businesses around the world, it did not survive the COVID pandemic.
Yeah, I was going to say, I bet you
did not survive
COVID. And on May 26, 2020, after 80 years of making New York City history, the Copacabana permanently closed for business.
Mm, so it'll be back, probably. Not around.
Yeah.
Kickstarter.
Yeah.
GoFundMe.
I thought it was so weird because it's such a, like, it's such an iconic club. And I'm like, you would think they would have invested in it already. Like, New York City would have already invested in it and kept it open.
That's why I think it'll be back.
Somebody's definitely
going to
do it. Yeah.
Just to, like,
someone's going to listen to this podcast and be like, oh, I've got a billion dollars laying around.
I totally forgot.
Let me.
I have money in a
safety deposit box, along with 14 different passports with different names and a gun.
Wow, a gun!
Wow, a gun! If that's you, let us know. I want to know. Maybe we'll interview you.
We'll open the Copa and then invite us out there.
Thank you for bringing it back. Yeah.
So that's pretty much it. Like I said, it was a short one today, but thank you as always to Wikipedia and the YouTube channel Cotton Province, and I'll attach a link to Lynn's interview. But yeah, so sad.
Dang.
Closed.
COVID
destroyed some shit.
Screwed a lot of stuff up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I'm like,
that's messed up.
The most shocking closure to me was the ArcLight. Like, I couldn't believe.
ArcLight? Like
the dome?
Yeah,
nobody's going to save it.
We're not going to save that? Like, yeah, really? That's
crazy.
That's at least like make LA it
like
history.
A historic, yeah.
Yeah. So I was really shocked that there weren't investors coming forward.
That'll be brought back.
Especially, it just closed like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And it's like COVID is ending. Hopefully soon. So it's like,
it lasted this long, and then the last 2 weeks, it's like, all right, we gotta go.
I don't understand a lot of those that are closing that just closed like a few weeks ago. Like, we're seeing the light at the end of the tunnel, and they're like, I can't do it.
Can't hold that anymore. Bye.
I know Brent's expensive and stuff, but
yeah, but I'm like, wasn't there a relief?
Yeah,
and stuff on rent, and I don't know.
Yeah, you know what? Newsom, if you didn't want to get recalled, that's what you should do.
Yeah.
Reopen the dome.
Reopen a bunch of stuff. Yeah. No, he's getting recalled. That's all.
Anyways.
Like, it's happened.
Yeah. Well, thank you guys. Thank you guys for listening.
Yeah. By the way, this fruity drink is delicious.
Yeah, it's very good.
Yeah.
Just put a bunch of fruit in a blender.
I mean,
add some alcohol.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just okay, Ivan.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have it again, you know?
Every morning.
Yeah.
It's okay. All right. Well, thank you. Oh, where can they find us and stuff?
Where can you find us? On Instagram.
I wonder.
Instagram at Microwave Coffee Podcast. And you can email us at microwavecoffeepodcast@gmail.com.
Thank you, guys.
We should harmonize that.
Yeah.
We'll
from now on.
Yeah.
Okay, anyway. Bye.
Bye.
Could I get some more coffee?